at home. We've got the Bible reading, which is Luke. Well, that was a good one. Can we have the Bible reading up there, if it's up there, please? Pardon? Is it? Not to me, it isn't. With or without glasses, it makes no difference on this one. Oh. It's up there now, is it? Right. I thought it would be a good idea if we all read it. Okay. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by the preparations there had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things." Is that it? Right, that'll do then. Pardon? That's fair enough. That's okay. Right, now then. Martha was, Jesus meets us at various times. Oh, we have somebody else coming in. Hello. Jesus meets us at various times, and he meets us at home as well. And he usually wants to be invited in by us, but he didn't always wait for an invitation, because in the biblical narratives, it's got about Zacchaeus. And Jesus, Zacchaeus, as you know, climbed the tree because he was a bit on the small side. And Jesus said to him, "I'm coming to your house for tea." Now, whether this was a prearranged situation, we don't know. But Zacchaeus, being the tax collector, would be well known. And it's very possible that Jesus knew him or knew of him. And maybe it actually arranged to tell Zacchaeus, maybe he's arranged to go to tea. And when he saw him coming in the tree, up the tree, may have said, "Zacchaeus, remember, I'm coming to your house for tea." So that was Jesus, you could say, inviting himself. And with Matthew, the tax collector, he also invited himself to tea there as well. So Jesus is not averse to who he actually meets. He meets anybody, and including us as well. If we look at the Bible reading we had today, Martha was somewhat annoyed Mary was talking to Jesus. Now then, Martha wanted Mary to help her. Mary wanted to talk to Jesus. Now, whether they knew exactly who Jesus was, we don't know. But when you've got two people got ideas like that, two priorities conflicting, you can guess there's going to be trouble. You probably have this sort of thing at home, as every now and again we do, when there's two different priorities. Which one do you get right? Was Mary right to just talk to Jesus and not help Martha? Or was Martha right to do the work so that they would be able to have a meal? It's a good question, that one, isn't it? Who's right? Who was wrong? If anybody was right, and if anybody was wrong for that matter. And Jesus said to Martha, Martha said to Jesus, tell her to come and help me. A bit on the bossy side, really, when you think of it. What was Jesus' answer? Jesus answered and saying that Mary had chosen what she regarded as most important. And you, Martha, have chosen what you regard as most important. This is probably the important bit. Whilst Mary is not preventing you from getting on with what you have chosen to do, you are trying to prevent her from getting on with what she has chosen to do. In other words, get your priorities right. And as far as Jesus was concerned, Mary had her priority right, and Martha had her priority right. But Martha didn't seem to think so. Is it, in hindsight, easy to criticize Martha? What would we have done in a situation like that? And Jesus said to her, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things. And when you think of it, it's just the same for us. We sometimes get obsessed with doing minor things, and the important things are left behind. As one minister said, as far as those things were concerned, really, it's not the planning of the big things that matter. It's the doing of the smaller things. Planning big things is easy, gets you out of the doing the smaller things. But it's the smaller things which are the most important. And if you don't do the smaller things, then the big things can't get done at all either. Now then, that's Jesus being with Martha and Mary. And Jesus also was on the road to Emmaus. If you remember, in the biblical narrative, two disciples walking along the road to Emmaus, and they met by a stranger. And who is that stranger? Well, they don't know who it was, or they didn't know who it was. And they were in conversation, and they said to him, well, it's getting dark, you come and stay with us. So they did. And then Jesus, when he was talking to them and having a meal, broke bread. And at that point, they realized who he was. And then Jesus disappeared. And they had to go back and tell the others that they'd actually seen Jesus. Now then, also in the narrative, so Jesus was basically the host there, you could say, because he took the bread and he acted as the host, and he gave them the meal, shared the bread with them. Now then, another narrative is Jesus, he was in the temple and he'd healed a person, and the authorities got a bit upset at that because it was on a Sunday, on the Sabbath, and shouldn't have done that. But of course Jesus mentioned to them that other things had happened on the Sabbath, that in the dim past, that people, men had been circumcised on the Sabbath. So if that was right, then obviously healing somebody else was right, and it upset the authorities because they couldn't answer that one. And then Jesus went to the house of James. James and John left. They went to the house of Simon and Andrew, and Simon's mother was ill. And Jesus, as you know from the narrative, healed her. So there, Jesus becomes the healing guest. Not only was the healing guest, he was probably the most honoured guest as well, as I think would have happened in our place as well. Now, we've got to get our priorities right. Over the weekend, we had a friend from the Netherlands come to stay with us. And yesterday, we just happened to be, well, we were around, and we said, we'd just go around and take him around the area a bit. And we passed this pier, and the place was still open for the tabletop. And so we said we would bring him in here. So we brought Job in and showed him around the place. And he also had a cup of tea, which pleased him. But there's a slight mix-up there, because in Holland, when they have tea, sorry, not Holland, Netherlands, got to get that right. Holland, in the Netherlands, there are two different provinces, one called North Holland and one called South Holland. So the correct name is the Netherlands, just to get that right. So when you talk to Marijke and you talk about that, always say the Netherlands. Otherwise, she might get upset. Anyway, so we brought him in and had a cup of tea. That caused a slight problem because Marijke spoke to the person who was doing it in Dutch and didn't understand what she was saying. And then, of course, in the Netherlands, when they have drink of tea, they don't have milk. So that caused a slight problem as well. And also, because they don't have milk, the tea is a lot weaker than it is here. So then they had to go and make it the weak tea. But anyway, it was good bringing a person around, because I suppose you could say we're getting sort of priorities right. Instead of going straight by, we came in here. And he came in and we showed him the church here. And he was very, very impressed by it, and he liked it. And he thought it was wonderful. Now, whether he's a Christian, I don't know. But the fact that he came in and saw it and saw what happens here and saw the people there on the tabletop, people being friendly, and his English is very, very, very limited. So it was all when speaking was in two languages. But it all went well. So he came along here, and we got our priorities right, bringing him here. That's how I look at it anyway. Anyway, priorities are sometimes very, very difficult. How do we do it? And Jesus meets us, I say, he meets us at home. He meets us in church, but he doesn't always meet us in church directly, because obviously we can't see him. But he meets us through other people telling us things. Now, I've told you this before when I was in church in where we used to live, in the Baptist church, and sat in the wrong seat because that seat happened to belong to somebody else apparently, and I was told that if you sit there you'd only cause trouble. The best thing to do is come and sit with me. So I did. And a person I found called Diana, and she then said to me, for reasons I don't know and don't understand and still don't understand, said to me, I think you ought to be baptized. And I said, well, why? And she said, because I think it'll do you good. And I remember this is a person I didn't know. And I said to her, well, are you baptized? And she said, no. So she was telling me to do something that I should do that she hadn't done. Anyway, we ended up arguing about this for about 6 months or so, and Marijke decided that she wanted to be baptized, but totally independent of us. Then one evening after Bible study, we nearly had a fight outside the church over this thing on baptism. This is absolutely true. It sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it's true, almost a fight. And we ended up getting baptized. Can you imagine two people, a man and a woman, fighting outside the church over baptism? Or we've already got two of us saying. So you know quite well that it's true what I'm talking about, yeah. And we all ended up being baptized. And then we moved from where we lived to here. So I suppose the priority there was getting baptized. But it took 6 months to determine what the priority was. Whereas with Marijke, it didn't take 6 months at all. She decided she wanted to be baptized, and that was it. Settled. Anyway, so Jesus meets us at home. He meets us at church, and he likes to be invited into our home. And he likes to be the invited guest. And if necessary, he'll act as the host, as he did with the chaps on the road to Emmaus. And he wants to be part of our lives as well, which is very important to him. By the way, the reason I'm lifting my specs up is these specs are all right for reading, but if I have them down, then I'm afraid you all appear a bit of a blur. So, and our task is to invite him in. But we also have the choice of whether we invite him or just not invite him and forget about him. And unfortunately, there are many, many people who just don't want to invite him, don't want to know. I think they're frightened of the consequences. They may have to come to a place like this, to the church. How about that? Well, that is disgusting, isn't it? As far as some people are concerned. Anyway. So, and we have certain duties to get on with. And we've got to get our priorities right. And we need to listen out sometimes for these special duties that he wants us to do, which we may or we may not like. And I'll be quite honest, I did not like it when I got baptized. I'll be honest about that, I didn't. As far as I was concerned, I was going to be baptized. The worst thing that could happen would just make a fool of myself, just look a fool. That's true. But now I'm here, speaking to you, and maybe you think perhaps it would be better if you hadn't been baptized, because you wouldn't be here. Anyway, that's all I've got to say. It's about priorities, and don't forget, the priority is Jesus. Thank you.